USA Radio News.
Despite weather delays, President Biden is still confident we'll achieve one of his COVID vaccine goals. President Biden in Michigan yesterday at a Pfizer vaccine plant as the delivery of 6 million doses is held up by extreme weather across most of the country. Biden, though, says we're still on track for administering 100 million vaccine doses in his first 100 days. He also says it won't be much longer before we can all get a vaccine.
Because we work together, we're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for all Americans by the end of July. It doesn't mean it'll be in all Americans' arms, but enough vaccine will be available by that time.
He adds we can get back to normal by the end of the year. Meanwhile, the House Budget Committee yesterday releasing details of Biden's $2 trillion COVID relief bill. It includes a $15 an hour minimum wage, $1,400 stimulus checks, extending unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More federal aid coming to Texas. President Biden saying Friday he'll sign a major disaster declaration for the state. He also says he'll visit Texas soon. Meanwhile, many Texans facing sticker shock as they see their new heating bills. One provider's prices soar from $50 per megawatt hour to $9,000 per megawatt hour. New pictures of Mars in this week, and NASA calls them exhilarating. Pictures of Mars taken by the rover Perseverance that landed Thursday, available at NASA.gov. There's also a stop-motion video of the rover's landing in a crater. Former astronaut Mike Massimino tells NBC News what this mission is all about.
So they're looking for signs of life. They're looking for signs of water maybe underneath the surface. The signs of life probably would be fossilized evidence of microbial life from ancient times. But still, that's very, very exciting.
The rover will undergo some maintenance checks this weekend and take more pictures, including a panorama. Two pilots killed in a training mission. The Air Force announcing a jet out of Mississippi crashed Friday near Montgomery, Alabama. No word on the pilots' identities or what happened. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to face an impeachment investigation. Here's Lance Pry.
Unlike 18 other states in the nation, there is no recall system for voters in New York State to remove an elected official. The power to remove an elected official rests solely with the governor. There is no provision of New York state law that would authorize a city or local government recall. So, Thursday, State Assembly Republicans are moving to form an impeachment commission to gather facts and evidence surrounding Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling and cover-up of the COVID-19 crisis in nursing homes. The Assembly Republican Conference next week will introduce a bill to create a bipartisan panel and take action if necessary. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Efforts to recall California's governor about halfway to its goal based on numbers released Friday. 1.5 million signatures need to be verified by March 17th. A controversial rock star being investigated for sexual misconduct. With more, here's Wendy King.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is investigating Marilyn Manson after abuse allegations were made against the singer. Manson, whose real name is Brian Warner, is being investigated following allegations of abuse by his ex-fiancee, actress Evan Rachel Wood, and other women as well. The L.A. Sheriff's Department confirmed it is investigating Manson. In a statement, they said the incidents occurred between 2009 and 2011 when Mr. Warner lived in the city of West Hollywood. Wood accused Manson of abuse in an Instagram post February 1st, saying the singer started grooming her when she was a teenager. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.